California has long been a mostly Democratic state. But within all that blue, the political geography is very mixed. Even the seemingly homogenous Bay Area gets a little redder when you know where to look. One group of Bay Area Donald Trump supporters are coming together behind the candidate they hope will be the next U.S. president. KALW's Leela Day has their story.
On the back porch of Mr. Lucky's restaurant in Pleasant Hill, about 12 people have ordered drinks and are eating chicken fingers with ranch dressing. This group of Trump supporters has been meeting a couple times a month, creating what Tracy Lindsay calls a safe space for them to talk.
I would say my top issue, and especially as a woman, is safety and security. That's huge for me. On our nation, and kids in their school, the border, there's so many issues about that that I feel like that is the absolute top of my list. And the second one is the economy. And I feel that Mr. Trump is the best one that can deal with those two top issues for me.
Lindsay is a business owner. She and her husband sit in front of the group leading the discussion. Okay. Lindsay says it's important to create these safe spaces because outside of them, she feels targeted, even just for having a Trump bumper sticker.
We have had people, I don't know if I can say this on the radio, they said F you on the thing. They've written across it.
On your car?
Oh, yeah, on the bumper sticker. They've put dog poop in bags and attached it to where the back windshield wiper is next to the bumper sticker.
They didn't allow me to record. Lindsay says that the media hasn't treated her fairly in the past.
And I've noticed that sometimes they slant it their direction, and I would like to have a, you know, accurate depiction of what I've said.
It isn't that we want to go and make trouble or disturb anything or cause fights or anything like that. And so that's what I was hoping that you would see, is that this is just a bunch of people that are really concerned and love the country and want the country to be, you know, to be secure and safe.
That's Mark Barnes, who's been to a few of these meetings. Today on the agenda, a few things are touched on, like inviting Ben Carson to an event, welcoming new faces, and discussing how to defend Trump when they are surrounded by so many people that dislike him.
I find that even though they may say I'm a Bernie supporter, for example, often I'll find that we've got so much in common. They're concerned about the economy. They need jobs, or they're concerned about national safety like I am.
Today, Lindsay, who led the group, pointed out things Trump may have in common with those who oppose him, like that Trump wants to create jobs, that he has strong family values, his kids support him, and he's not a racist. He just wants to secure our borders, to secure more jobs and our safety. Mark Barnes says that he thinks a lot of people could find some common ground with Trump.
I'm much more independent and conservative, and I'm my own person. So I identify that. That's maybe one of the things I like about Trump, is because I see myself in him, in being willing to say things and that are provocative.
During the meeting, Barnes nods and smiles when Tracy Lindsay speaks. He's impressed by her diplomatic approach to disgusted reactions to Trump. Barnes lives in Martinez, a place he describes as very liberal, and being a supporter of Trump there is tough.
In fact, I kind of feel all alone, as a matter of fact.
But this meetup group is not alone, at least not here in Contra Costa County, where census data suggests just under a quarter of voters are Republicans. In neighboring Napa, that percentage is even higher. Joseph McLennan is a construction worker who came from Vallejo. He says he's got no problem telling people he supports Trump. And he's a supporter because he believes Trump is a self-made man who's figured it out.
I'm morally against envy that someone's wealthier than me and worked harder than me. Maybe he did the right things. Maybe he went to school. Maybe he used his head in education to get ahead. And if I'm poor, that's my fault. That's not their fault that I'm poor. I don't blame someone else for my problems. I'm personally responsible for my actions.
McLennan has worked with unions and says things would change if California electronically verified citizenship, like some other states do. Although U.S. law requires companies to hire those who are legal to work in the U.S., it's actually not mandatory for companies to verify this. McLennan says he's seen how this has hurt the country over time.
Well, there used to be black people. You know, you're African American. I used to work with a lot of black guys back in the 80s. They're all gone. You don't see them.
But do you think, okay, so now there's more like Mexicans working those jobs. Before there's more black people. Do you think there'd be more black people or more like more Americans working those jobs if it weren't?
Well, look, you walk down the street. What's the problem? I live in Vallejo. There's no hood rats walking around doing nothing. What's with our education system? What's with our schools saying, hey, these jobs are available? Why are they saying everyone needs to go to college? That's why I can't stand the Democrats. It's all bull. You know, so the best thing I can do for anybody is give them a job.
McLennan says when he lived in Texas, he saw how employment verification could work.
County sheriff runs around. They uphold the Constitution of the United States, making sure no one's breaking the law. And they check the workers there. They go on the job site. Hey, are you an American citizen? They're protecting their workers, their people. They're protecting their small businesses.
So that's why there's probably more black people working in that area of Texas, you think? Because the government, the county is actually holding people accountable?
No, that's where they're, yeah, that's in a, that's old cotton slave country. Traditionally, they're not on welfare or anything. They work.
Work and straight talk. It's something that comes up a lot today with this group. But even though many say they're fans of straight talk, some people don't want to use their last names, like Rachel.
I am this American that pays my taxes. I'm a totally great citizen. But yet, I'm afraid to have a Trump sticker because somebody's going to hurt my car. I'm afraid to say my name. But I think he will be a perfect president, actually. He's just not a really... He just says some crazy things that no one likes. I don't know why he does that. But
you can get over that?
Oh, I can, because he actually is a nice person, I think. He just, I don't know why he says some stupid things. I don't know.
Many people here today say they consider themselves independents or conservatives. Others have registered as Republican only to vote for Donald Trump, who they hope to call their next U.S. president. In Contra Costa County, I'm Leela Day for Cross Currents.